Now let's make sure that we understand that by giving back, that doesn't mean so that we and God are even with each other. If you're a financial investor, that would be too good a deal, would it? I give you 20%, or I give you 100%, you give me 10% of it back, and now we're even? No, it doesn't work that way. But it is the way that we show our appreciation. What about tithing? Well, in the Old Testament, you have three different types of tithes. The Ma'aser Rishon, it is called, which is the Levitical tithe. 10% that went, tithe means 10%, but it went to support the Levite priests. Then we have questions as to what things are covered in that, whether it's just simply the fruit of the land or whether it's other things as well. I'm not going to get into all of that. Then we have the Ma'aser Tzneni, which is the rejoicing tithe. This is a tithe that would be given not every year, but at religious festivals. And then we have the Ma'aser Ani tithe, which is sometimes called the poor tithe, and then went for the support of those who were needy, the widows, the orphans, the indigent, the stranger within the gate. Does the tithe apply today, or is that simply an Old Testament concept? I'm not going to address that issue right now. We're over time already. I will simply say that in 2 Corinthians 9:7, Paul tells us, every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, nor of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver, but we sometimes say that I give as the Spirit moves me, and that's good. But as you're making out your check, let's see. Spirit, tell me, should I make this out for $20,000 this week or for $30,000? No, I'm sitting kidding when I say that. But the Holy Spirit doesn't always prompt us with a specific amount. If you're uncertain, I would say that the Old Testament tithe of 10% is a pretty good rule of thumb to follow. But thanksgiving is expressed not only through prayer. It's expressed by giving. And it's expressed more than that by a constant state of mind, a constant way of living. I've seen sermons, so many sermons of thanksgiving titled An Attitude of Gratitude, and I promise you I'll never title a sermon that, or Thanks Living, and again, I promise I'll never use that for a title. But those aren't bad terms, actually. That the thanksgiving that we are commanded in this passage is not simply prayer. Prayer is a primary way of expressing it. But it is more than that. It is a constant state of mind, a demeanor, a mindset, a way of living, an attitude of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to others, but primarily thanksgiving to God. Matt, would you give us our final hymn?